Welcome to the Warriors of Grace podcast, hosted by Dave Jenkins. Warriors of Grace is about helping men from generation to generation become gospel men in private, in the home, in the church, and in public through the Word of God. Now for today's episode, let's join our host, Dave Jenkins.
Well, welcome back, men, to the Warriors of Grace podcast. This is part of a continuation of our series, Prayer and the Sufficiency of Christ. This is episode number 14 in this series, and the title of our study is Believing Prayer. Mark 11:24 says, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours." Now, the disciples were blessed to see our Lord perform many miracles during his earthly ministry, and so we might expect that they would eventually have lost the amazement that comes with seeing a supernatural sign. After all, familiarity, it often leads to boredom. Even miracles, one might think, can become ordinary if they're done often enough. And yet, in Mark 11:24, we can see that on at least one occasion towards the end of Jesus' earthly ministry, the miracles of Christ, they still confound the disciples of the Lord Jesus. In fact, Mark 11:20 through 21, it reveals that on the day after Jesus cursed the fig tree, the disciples were amazed that Jesus' words came true. And Jesus had ordered the fig tree never to bear fruit again, and it obeyed completely, withering away to its roots. And Peter took a special note of that because it came as an unexpected feat to him. And yet we must say, and this is an important point that we need to really understand, our Lord is not surprised by any of what is happening. His response to Peter and the other disciples has the sense of expectedness. And Jesus was not amazed at all by what happened and that the disciples should not have been either. And so, in one sense, what was accomplished was not that hard. It simply took belief. And so we might paraphrase this passage in verses 22 through 24 of Mark 11 this way. Of course it withered. And as long as you believe, when you pray, anything can happen, even the impossible. It doesn't take a special kind of faith. You just need to have faith. And so we can be thankful that we can say this, that we can be thankful when God says yes to our prayers. And yet there's a sense in which we should not be surprised, at least some of the time, when he gives us what we pray for. He promises in Philippians 4:19 to supply our needs, not our wants, according to the riches of his glory. And so if we believe him, we need not be overly astonished when we see him keep his promises, though we must always be grateful. Inordinate surprise may reflect prayer that was tingled with doubt. But thanks be to God in his mercy that he often gives us what we ask, even when we doubt that he will keep his promises. And if we're honest with ourselves, we all struggle at various times with believing God when it seems like, you know what, times are hard. And let's be honest, the times in which we live are quite difficult, right? We have a growing inflation. We have growing pressure, especially on the middle class. And maybe that's you. And we have increasing pressure on the poor, those among us who have a hard time even buying groceries and having enough gas and enough food on the table. And it can seem really hard to trust the Lord, right? It can seem really hard to not be discouraged and full of anxiety. And yet, thanks be to God in his mercy, he often gives us what we ask, even when we doubt that he will keep his promises. Because 2 Corinthians 1:20 tells us that all of the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ. Because we serve an immutable God. Hebrews 13:5 and 9 tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we can trust him. We can take him at his word. We can believe, yes, that the word of the Lord is true. Because Titus 1:2 says that God never lies. And and God will honor his word. He will always act consistently, and he will always act coherently according to the revealed word of the Lord. And so we can trust him. We can trust him that his time and his way and his providence is enough for us, because the Lord is always sufficient. So Jesus teaching that we receive what we pray for if we believe, God will give it to us. It's not a license to think that God owes us whatever we ask, whatever we think. We're not talking about that. Dr. R.C. Sproul notes in his commentary on Mark that this verse must be understood in light of the consistent biblical teaching of Scripture that we must pray in accordance with the will of God. And by the way, one of the things that is the will of God explicitly for you in 1 Thessalonians 5 is that you give thanks to the Lord. That means that you should give thanks to the Lord when you wake up because he gave you that breath. You should give thanks to the Lord and ask him for his help as you drive away to the job that you're going to work that he gave you so that you would have money in your pocket so that you could have food and shelter. So you should give thanks to the Lord as you leave your home, as you wake up even, for the home in which you wake up in every morning. And by the way, you should give thanks to God that you even wake up, that he and your, that as you slept, all of your organs and all of everything functioned according to his design, and he upheld you, he kept you. And you should give thanks to the Lord that your brain and your body functions well enough so that you can drive and you have some motor skills to do so. And you should even give thanks to the Lord if you can walk down your stairs or walk around your house, because the Lord himself is giving you that ability. He's causing all of your body to function according to his design and in the way in which he intended you to move. Even if you have an ailment and anything like that, the Lord is still providing help to you. And so the Lord is good. And we often forget this. We often forget to give thanks, even in the small things. We might give thanks for the Lord for our job, even if it's a tough job. But do we give thanks for the people at our job? Do we give thanks for our bosses? Do we give thanks for our pastor who preaches to us from the word? Do we give thanks for the elders who serve the Lord? Do we give thanks for the deacons? Do we give thanks and pray for our local church? Do we pray for our local elected officials? Do we pray for our state officials? Do we pray for our national leaders? Do we pray? Do we give thanks to the Lord? See, our Creator works out all things according to the counsel of his will, Ephesians 1:11 tells us. And so if we ask for something not in his will, we can not expect to receive it. And so Dr. Sproul in Mark 11:24 comments that praying in faith means being willing to acquiesce to the will of God when he says no to our request. It means taking him at his word. That's what R.C. Sproul is saying. You see, faith feels prayer, but it is not fit in faith to ask that what we ask for, but faith in the Lord. Because the Lord alone knows what's best for us, and so we trust him to answer as he sees fit, for his answer to us is always for our good and for our benefit, so we might grow to be more like Christ. Well, I want to thank you guys for listening or watching this episode of the Warriors of Grace podcast. Until next week, may the Lord richly bless you and keep you.
Thank you for listening to the Warriors of Grace podcast. If you enjoyed the show today, please subscribe, leave a rating on the app, and share our episode with your friends and family. If you want to, you can follow us on Instagram at Servants of Grace, on Twitter at Servants of Grace, or search Servants of Grace on Facebook. You can also find our show on the front page of the website servantsofgrace.org.